I don't want anyone to worship," Harry began hotly. "I know you don't," said Hermione quickly, looking frightened. "I know, Harry, but you see what they're doing. They want to turn you into someone nobody will believe. Fudge is behind it, I'll bet anything. They want wizards on the street to think you're just some stupid boy who's a bit of a joke, who tells ridiculous tall stories because he loves being famous and wants to keep it going." "I didn't ask, I didn't want... Voldemort killed my parents," Harry spluttered. "I got famous because he murdered my family but couldn't kill me. Who wants to be famous for that? Don't they think I'd rather it had never..." "We know, Harry," said Ginny earnestly. "And of course they didn't report a word about the Dementors attacking you," said Hermione. "Someone's told them to keep that quiet. That should have been a really big story, out-of-control Dementors. They haven't even reported that you broke the International Statute of Secrecy. We thought they would. It would tie in so well with this image of you as some stupid show-off. We think they're biding their time until you're expelled. Then they're really going to go to town. I mean, if you're expelled, obviously," she went on hastily. "You really shouldn't be, not if they abide by their own laws. There's no case against you." They were back on the hearing, and Harry did not want to think about it. He cast around for another change of subject, but was saved the necessity of finding one by the sound of footsteps coming up the stairs. Uh-oh. Fred gave the extendable ear a hearty tug. There was another loud crack, and he and George vanished. Seconds later, Mrs. Weasley appeared in the bedroom doorway. "The meeting's over. You can come down and have dinner now. Everyone's dying to see you, Harry. And who's left all those dung bombs outside the kitchen door?"
"Crookshanks," said Ginny unblushingly. "He loves playing with them."
"Oh," said Mrs. Weasley. "I thought it might have been Creature. He keeps doing odd things like that. Now, don't forget to keep your voices down in the hall. Ginny, your hands are filthy. What have you been doing? Go and wash them before dinner, please."
Ginny grimaced at the others and followed her mother out of the room, leaving Harry alone with Ron and Hermione again. Both of them were watching him apprehensively, as though they feared that he would start shouting again now that everyone else had gone. The sight of them looking so nervous made him feel slightly ashamed. "Look," he muttered, but Ron shook his head, and Hermione said quietly,
"We knew you'd be angry, Harry. We really don't blame you, but you've got to understand, we did try and persuade Dumbledore."
"Yeah, I know," said Harry grudgingly.
He cast around for a topic to change the subject from Dumbledore. The very thought of him made Harry's insides burn with anger again.
"Who's Creature?" he asked.
"The house elf who lives here," said Ron. "Nutter. Never met one like him."
Hermione frowned at Ron.
"He's not a nutter, Ron.
His life's ambition is to have his head cut off and stuck up on a plaque just like his mother," said Ron irritably. "Is that normal, Hermione?"
"Well, if he is a bit strange, it's not his fault,"